Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Some notable things that happened to me over the weekend. This was really weird. We showed up for a basketball game for my son on Friday night. It was like a 9 o'clock game, so we were tired as it is. But everybody's there. My parents showed up. We had some friends show up to watch him play. My sister showed up with the nephew. And 9 o'clock rolls around, and we're all still getting warmed up, and we're all looking around, and we're like, where's the other team?
Oh.
We're like, we need to be starting now. Where's all the other boys warming up? Coach comes over and says, no game.
They
forfeit.
The
other team, forfeit.
Oh.
They just decided not to show up.
Well, it was late.
Isn't that weird?
I've never had
that happen.
It's their bedtime.
You can take that W.
Like,
that's fine.
We're all here. I think they were the first place team, I'm thinking. So
also,
maybe they just needed rest.
They had a
and
game
I will
to
say,
give.
We're not the first place.
Yeah. I understand now. That makes sense.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
good.
But I've
we
never seen
this.
That happen before. Coach just comes over and says, we're not going to play tonight. No game. So the boys did scrimmage then, each other, for another hour. So we did stick around and let the boys just
well,
kind of
yeah,
play
you
grab
showed
ass.
Up. Everybody, the whole family came. You can't
yeah.
just scrap it
I know,
at that
but I
point.
Was like, we're all like, what?
Man.
We're all tired and didn't want to be there anyway, and then there's no game. So that went on. And then another little sentimental moment for us this weekend. My daughter had her last elementary school family dance.
Aww.
Yeah, and so Nick Nack and I got kind of teary-eyed about that. You know, she's moving on from elementary school, so
yeah.
we're leaving one school for good now. You know, she'll be in middle school next year, and my son's going into high school. So we wandered over and went to the family dance, and it was really cute. You know, all the kids get dressed up in their little dresses and little tuxedos and all that crap, and it was fun. Towards the end of the night, we did laugh, though, because we wandered out into the hall, and it was all the parents just sitting on the floor, leaning against the walls. And we were counting the yawns.
Yeah. We are ready for bed.
They were like, let's wrap this up. Let's get going. The video, though, that I mentioned, you guys got to go check it out. It's this giant bubble that they had in the gym that all the kids could take turns getting in. And there was a fan in the bubble blowing balloons around. It was the neatest thing. It's hard to explain, but go see the video.
Okay.
Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook. And I was like, damn, we need to, one, get one for the radio station.
Uh-huh.
And two, get one for my basement.
Is it that fun?
It was really neat. It's just a giant clear globe. They pack it full of, 100 balloons or whatever. And then they kick on the fans in there. And the kids were in there with these things floating around. It was just really neat looking.
Oh, you're just standing there?
You're just standing there. But I was got to thinking, I was like, why don't we fill this with $100 pills
money.
Or something.
Yes.
Or like put things in the balloons for the station, and you got to get in there and try to get it, you know?
Ooh, see, an objective.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah. It yes. was really, really neat. I had never seen anything like that. So it's up on our Facebook if you want to go check it out.
But I want to go check it out.
And then, the balloons and stuff were orange and yellow and like neon green, and then they put the black light in there so everything was glowing.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So it was really neat. Really, really neat. So check it out. It's on our socials. And then the last thing I want to mention is I was in the kitchen on, when was this? I think it was yesterday. And on the countertop, two boxes of Girl Scout cookies were on that countertop.
Oh, I love it.
Girl Scout cookies.
Yes.
Which are the worst cookies on the planet.
No, they're not.
And Nicole loves them. And she knows I go on the air and I complain about the Girl Scout cookies and the girls not actually selling them and blah, 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 blah. So get this. She went out for a walk on Sunday, just a walk around the neighborhood. Bumped into a mom with her kids walking the neighborhood selling Girl Scout cookies.
Smart.
And she just bought them right there as she was
yes.
out for her walk, came home and threw them on the counters. I was like, dang it, what are you doing?
And do you frown on that?
I do.
Like,
they're so
even
expensive.
Though, so they're out walking. They're out in like
Get
getting
this.
Their exercise and just happen to sell a box of cookies while you're doing. I say that's just smart.
I asked her. I said, let me ask you something. When you walked up to these folks, the mom and the kids selling uh-huh. the girls. Like, who sold you the cookies? She's like, that's not important. She's like, I got some Samoas
right.
and some Thin Mints. I go, no, it is important because I go on the air and I say, the parents do all the heavy lifting and the parents do all the work. So who sold you the cookies? And she finally broke and said, The mom sold her the cookies.
Well, you can't have your kid talking to strangers out on a walk.
With like, that's mom. What they were doing. They were out with their wagon selling cookies door to door.
I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I don't. I think that the mom's out there with the kiddo. They're getting their exercise. They're doing it together. When I was, Zoe was in Girl Scouts and we did this. I'm going to defend it all day. Like, it is part of the parent's job as well. Like, it's your kid. Like, you know, like eventually your kid's going to be strong enough to make that sale all their own. But how old was that kid? They were young. Yeah.
But still.
So you help them. That's not a baby bird. You don't just push them out of the nest. You have to help them.
Nicole didn't even acknowledge the children from what it sounds like to me. Like,
yeah,
she
right.
didn't even. She was. Didn't
I'm
like,
sure.
So what do you girls have?
I told you.
She went right to the mom and the mom sold her the boxes of cookies.
I just didn't make it to the grocery store this weekend. I will find the Girl Scout. She doesn't even have to find me. I will find
you mean
said Girl Scout.
The Girl Scout's mom.
No, the Girl Scout. Like, I know where they're at. They're outside the grocery store every time.
And they
I
just
know
stand
where to
there.
Find
you
them.
You know who makes the
no,
sales?
No, and they smile.
The moms.
They look, hi, ma'am. Can we talk to you for a second about our cookies? And I'm like, yes, you can.
How
tell
do
me
they sound?
All about. Hi, ma'am. Can we talk to you about cookies today?
Why are they
that was pretty
puberty?
Sweet. That is really sweet.
Oh, shucks. Like, kicking their feet and stuff.
They do sound
like,
that sweet.
So
they really do. They are
they're
that
so
sweet.
They're so cute. And
that's
I'm
why
gonna...
I always feel bad when I look at them right in the eye and say, no.
Nope.
Get out of my face. Your cookies are overpriced.
Yeah.
Where's
like
your mother
their
at?